Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Our next guests are organizers and artists involved with the APK Marketplace in its second year, hosting Alaskan authors and artists on Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving. We have Lily Hope, Sarah Asper-Smith, and Rachel Utzler. Welcome to the show, you three.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
It's so nice to have you here. Sarah Asper-Smith, you're a board member of FoSlam. Tell us how this all came to be.
So as you mentioned, this was our second year, and it was brought up as an idea last year, and it was successful, and a lot of those people wanted to come back, like Lily, and yeah, that's pretty much how it went.
All right, let's paint the picture here.
Okay.
It's the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people...
Friday and Saturday.
And Saturday, yeah. Thank you. A lot of people know about the one at Centennial Hall.
Yes.
How is this related?
Well, they have been very supportive of us, the Juno Public Market. And in fact, there's a trolley that Peter hires and goes from Centennial Hall to Elizabeth Paratrovich and stops at the APK. So we're all buddies. And ours is focused, as you mentioned, on Alaskan authors and artists, which is kind of in line with our mission, supporting the Alaska State Library, Archives, and Museum. It's smaller. It's a beautiful space. It's a little bit – it's only 2 days instead of three. But it's been really fun.
Okay. Lily Hope Weaver, poet, multidisciplinary artist, mother, what can we expect from you at the market this year?
I will have woven earrings like I did last year. I think I only had 6 pair of woven earrings, but those few pair that I had, people were like, I need those. So I sold like 18 pair of earrings from those 6. It was amazing. And then super long, like collarbone duster dentilia shell earrings that have been expertly designed by my aunt, Deanna Lampe. Mm-hmm. So I'm just the assembler on those ones. But my mom left me some inheritance, and I've been putting those to use. And beautiful, beautiful earrings. So everybody's got ears. And if you don't want to put them on your own ears, you know a mother or a sister or a daughter who wants them.
All right. More about that in a minute. Rachel Utzler, what will you be sharing
I'm
with the
public? I'm actually making a little bit, a couple of earrings here and there, too, just because I'm trying to get my stuff to be smaller so I can actually fit into a booth with
rather
my
stuff. Rather than a 15,000 or 1,500-pound chandelier.
Exactly. Yeah, that doesn't fit quite well enough. But what I've been doing for the last few years, actually, I've been doing shows up in Haines dealing with hooligan and herring. So I've been making a lot of fish. Yes, out of scrap window glass, and then I've been fusing them together, and then I've been starting to do some. There was always a few that I kind of would paint with some red. I have some red glass, so I had a few red herring, and then I had some green glass, and I'm like, wait a minute, what's happening here? So I guess I'm going more to a holiday theme with my Christmas fish.
I love it.
Little ornaments, maybe.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to get some ornament hooks, too. And so I know that the herring are a little bit larger than the hooligan, but the hooligan are really awesome.
So, fun. So. Sarah Asper-Smith, it seems like you're an organizer, but you're also an artist. Are you going to be participating?
Mitch and I just had another book release, and I think it will be for sale, and I'll be there for signings, too. Yeah.
And describe your art in your book for our listeners,
please. The book is called You Are Home With Me, and some of the listeners might remember I Would Tuck You In. It's kind of a sequel to that one. It's like northern animals, and if you were a polar bear, I would dig you a den in the snow to keep you safe and warm, that sort of thing. And it has facts about the animals so that adults don't get bored. And and then my husband, Mitch Watley, is the illustrator, and they're lovely, tender illustrations of animals and babies.
All right. Lily Hope, what's a day at the market like for you as an artist? Do you enjoy socializing with people?
I think that's where I get most of my energy from, is from socializing with people. So being at the market is my delight in the weekend. And I love actually that the APK Marketplace is not Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, because
at the end of
Saturday, you're like, I'm done. Do I have to come back tomorrow? Oh, I don't.
I feel like this is the best APK idea ever.
Yay! So yes, I love it. And then it hits a wall and you're like, we're good. So Friday, Saturday is just enough to get you in the public eye and connecting with all your peeps. And then bye.
And then it gets gives you Sunday to go check out everybody else's work.
Yes, I want to go walk around on
Sunday. Will you be actually working on Friday and Saturday while you're at the market or just hanging out or
Yes, I will have materials available to create originals if you don't like what you see.
Nice.
Oh. Commission pieces. Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
And, you know, thinking in this vein, Rachel, of a market like this, is it valuable to you as an artist?
To get myself out there?
Yeah.
Most definitely. Yeah. And I do. I'm actually going to be sharing my table. I have Corinne Conlin at Wanted. She is also an author, and she just wrote a book about Southeast harvesting, foraging. And so she's going to be on a corner of my table. And that's great because I have to take down my show on Saturday at the State Museum. So I get to run away for a moment, and I'll be able to have someone cover my booth. But I love hanging out and chatting with people there.
Okay. Sarah Asper-Smith, do you happen to have a list of some of the other artists and authors that might be there?
You know, I don't have a list, but I could tell you that we have a couple of woodworkers, painters, lots of jewelry and metalwork, and some authors with new releases.
And are there any more availabilities for vendors?
I suppose we might be able to squish people in if they wanted to contact me like right away. And my phone number is 209-5970.
And is there a cost for vendors?
Oh, yeah. It's $150, and all the money goes to the Friends. So you're actually, it's a nice little fundraiser for the work that we do.
And I think I used the acronym earlier, FOSLAM.
FOSLAM.
Friends of
the State Library, Archives, and Museum.
All right. And remind us a few of the, besides this, what are a few of the other things you all do?
Well, every first Friday, the museum is open and free to the public from 4:30 to 7, and we support that and usually have little snacks out. We support the artist lectures and student workshops. Art workshops. And I also wanted to mention to people that we have our annual meeting coming up on Saturday, December 7th from 12 to 1:30. If people wanted to stop by that to vote on stuff. But we're also going to have Ellen Carley, who's the conservator at the State Museum, talk about the work of the Chilkat Dye Working Group, which I bet Lily knows about.
I know a little about that, yes.
And so that should be really interesting. And yeah.
I love that you're actually doing that at the annual meeting, too, getting people in the door.
Yeah. Otherwise, who wants to vote for stuff? It's not that interesting.
Oh, no. I'm excited about going to an annual meeting.
And how were you guys involved in the flute concert that happened last weekend or the weekend before? I think it might have been a fundraiser.
The Conbrio Chamber Series.
Yes, it was so fabulous. Oh, I got to go. My kids loved it also.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
Thanks for hosting the flute concert
in the APK. I think we did help to do that. We've got our hands in a lot of things, lots of events going on at the APK.
If you're just tuning in, we've been speaking with Sarah Asper-Smith, Lily Hope, and Rachel Utzler about the APK Marketplace. It's on November 29th and November 30th at the APK.
Yeah.
Andrew P. Kacheverov, State Library, Archives, and Museum. Atrium area, right?
Very nice. Yeah. And we've expanded into the lecture hall, too, because we have more people this year.
All right. Fabulous.
Let me tell you about the times, too. So okay. Friday is from noon to 5, and then Saturday is from 10 to 5.
And is there a cost to get in at the door?
Oh, no. No, it's free, and there is parking underground.
Okay. Rachel, where can we find your work online?
Online, I have my website is ratchetconstructs.com. Right now, I have a show actually going on at the City Museum that's going to be up throughout the month, which I'm actually really happy with the way that turned out. And I just finished hanging a couple chandeliers down at the Imperial Bar.
All right.
Oh, cool.
Check that out. And Lily, where can we find your art?
At lilyhope.com, on Etsy under Lily Hope Weaver. You can Google Raven's Tail Earrings on that. Etsy, and on my Facebook page. I guess I should create a Facebook artist page.
But, I'm working on that.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Sarah Asper-Smith? Where can we find your work?
I have a very outdated smackofjellyfish.com, but I am trying to keep things a little more current on my Instagram, Sarah Asper-Smith.
Oh, that too, Lily.
Yes,
get on that.
I'm on Instagram. I'm totally on Instagram.
We need
you
to have a social media workshop.
Instagram at Lily Hope Weaver. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. So fun.
Well, it's been great talking with all three of you. This market sounds like a lot of fun. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, come on, check it out.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing you.
We'll see everybody down there.
All right, thanks.
At drink sweet wine for breakfast. Slept about an hour or so. Smiled a little in the silence, deciding on where to go. Lead me on the way, limbo natural history museum. I think that's what she said. A little bit sad about her having to leave then. Yawning in the sun like a child.